AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. New York State Police continue to look for two convicted killers who have been missing for 9 days since they escaped from a prison near the Canadian border. Shelley St. Denis says she and her neighbors are on edge.
We have been prisoner in our own home, basically, for about the last week or so. You know, it's scary.
Hundreds of officers hunting for David Sweat and Richard Matt, checking the fields and woods several miles around the prison in Dannemora. The man who authorities say opened fire outside the Dallas Police Headquarters from his armored van, with bullets piercing the glass at the entrance, causing damage inside, was the only person killed after the gunfire turned into a street battle and standoff. James Boulware says his son, also named James Boulware, somehow snapped.
I think what happened is he felt like he had lost everything.
Boulware says his son blamed police for having lost custody of his son, his job, and his home. Four people are dead, and Columbus, Ohio police are looking for a gunman. A bloody 16-year-old girl was found by neighbors outside a home in Columbus yesterday morning. Police Sergeant David Sicilian tells the Columbus Dispatch that the four victims, two males and two females, were found inside the home.
I heard it's, littered with four bodies, and that it's a pretty ugly scene inside.
A police dispatcher says the 16-year-old girl wasn't believed to have been seriously injured. Hillary Clinton held her first major rally in her bid for the White House, telling supporters in New York that she wants to be the champion of the middle class.
It's America's basic bargain. If you do your part, you ought to be able to get ahead. And when everybody does their part, America gets ahead too.
She campaigns in Iowa today. This is AP Radio News. Watches and warnings up from southwestern Mexico as Hurricane Carlos gets closer.
Carlos is expected to produce 2 to 4 inches of rain across the southwestern coast of Mexico through the next several days, with locally higher amounts around 6 inches possible.
Hurricane specialist Michael Brennan says the storm is less than 100 miles offshore. Stanley Cup Finals return to Chicago on Monday, with the Blackhawks up 3-2. They beat the Lightning yesterday 2-1 in Tampa. Coach Joel Quenneville says he expects Chicago to be an electric town.
I'm sure it'll be crazy over the next 2 days in town. The buzz will be off the charts, and look forward to it.
Game 6, Monday night in the Windy City. Pope Francis says his upcoming encyclical on the environment is addressed to everyone, not just Catholics. During his weekly blessing today, Francis told thousands of people in St. Peter's that his first encyclical is coming out on Thursday. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.